faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, in his story of Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent reveals how he learned that Jimmy Olsen had hurtled off into space with Anthar, the man from Utopia.
Hello there, gang.
This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I'd like to congratulate the person who thought up the idea of putting that new series of comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. I'd like to tell him that he thought up a swell idea, because these Pep comic buttons are just about the best thing that's happened in a long, long time. First off, there's the doggone smart-looking, shiny and gleaming as anything, with 18 different true-to-life pictures of your favorite funny paper characters, like the Little Moose or Spud or Superman himself. Yes, sir, there's plenty of excitement when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, because that means that you get a new comic button for your collection. And that's how easy it is to get these swell prizes. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy Pep comic buttons anywhere. They're your prizes from Kellogg's Pep. That's the sunshine cereal, you know. The golden toasted whole wheat flakes with that catchy sunshine flavor. Why, just one glimpse of your breakfast bowl full of Pep is a surefire invitation to dig into a super delicious dish. And your first taste is so downright wonderful that, well, you're all set for some happy eating, believe me. So remind Mom right now that you'll eat lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Assigned by editor Perry White to prepare a feature story on what, in his opinion, was Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent recalled an experience that began one day when Jimmy Olsen was alone in the editorial offices of the Daily Planet. Seated at his typewriter, Kent remembers...
Jimmy told me later that he laughed when the strange bearded man who called himself Anthar and claimed to come from the planet Utopia insisted that the Utopians were planning to invade and conquer the world. He was very much amused when Anthar offered to prove his truthfulness by taking Jimmy for a visit to Utopia. But he wasn't laughing very much when, a short time later, he was forced into a large plastic ball which Anthar called a space shell. And not at all when in a few minutes he found himself hurtling through space with Anthar and Poco, a little fat man who wore silver belts on his wrists and ankles and spoke only in rhyme. Since Jimmy is really a brave lad, he was resigning himself to an interesting experience when suddenly the plastic space shell began to dive amid the eerie shimmer and crackling of electricity in the upper stratosphere.
Hey, Anthar, what's happening now?
Do not be alarmed, friend James.
But we're diving. I can feel it.
Yes, we are descending to Utopia, I hope.
You hope?
If our computations were correct, that is, if we left the planet Earth at the exact lapse revolution, and if nothing has happened to the time mechanism of our space shell, we should land safely on Utopia.
Oh.
What think you, Poco? How do we stand?
By the instrument guard, all is well. As for the rest, who can tell?
Hey, what's that?
The signal indicates that we approach the orbit in which the planet Utopia whirls. Poco, depress the lever.
Please do not fret. I never forget.
Good.
We seem to be slowing up a little.
Yes. Now, if all goes well, we will land on Utopia very soon.
There's that gong again. Now what does it mean?
That we are now within the orbit of Utopia.
Oh, is that good?
It is indeed. Now, if...
Oh, please don't say if again. It gives me the willies.
Very well.
Say, the last time that gong rang, Poco pulled a lever. Shouldn't he do it again?
No. Once within the orbit of Utopia, the space shell controls itself automatically.
I see. Listen, what's that?
Now we can sing, James, my friend.
Jeepers, sounds as if we're breaking apart.
Do not be alarmed. We are preparing to land.
Land? Oh, yeah. I see some yellow lights.
Oh, bless our shell. Now all is well.
Does Poco mean we're okay now, Anthar?
He does, friend James. In a brief lapse revolution or two, you will hear the landing gong. There.
Oh, I'll hear the ground. The blessed ground.
Yes, yes. Poco, turn off the motors. Quickly, before someone hears it.
Oh, bless my eyes. I forgot the spies.
What'd he say about spies, Anthar?
Zaram's spies are all about, so we must be very careful. Open the hatch, Poco. Carefully.
I'll be very quiet to avoid a riot.
Zaram is the bad guy who runs this place, isn't he?
Yes. He is indeed a bad man who has risen to seize the position of regent by playing upon my people's fears.
Come, let us leave the shell while all is yet well.
Yes, Poco. Step out, friend James, but quietly, please.
Okay. Say, what's that music I hear?
You do not really hear music.
But I do.
Hush, not so loud. Your voice may draw a crowd.
Poco is right. Speak low.
Okay. But what's that music?
I say you do not hear music. It is merely the vibrations of our sound waves, which are different from those on Earth. In a moment, as your ears become accustomed to it, you will not hear anything.
Say, you're right. It's fading away.
You see?
Say, where are we? I can't see much.
We are in the park in the city of Regis, which is the capital of Utopia.
Utopia? Oh, now look, all kidding aside, are we really on a different planet?
You are on Utopia.
I can't believe it.
Look, Anthar, we should not stay. We must at once go away.
You are right, Poco. Come, friend James. We will go to my house where you will be safe.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know that I want to go to your house.
Please, please, let us go away. It's dangerous to delay.
We come, Poco. Friend James, I said I would bring you here to Utopia and prove to you that I speak the truth. But you must listen to me now and come to my house. If you are discovered by Zaram's spies, it will mean your death and death for me and Poco, too.
Well, all right, but I don't like the idea. Hey, who's holding me?
What do you mean? No one holds you.
Somebody must be holding me. I can't move.
Please, do not play. We must run, I say.
Who's playing? I tell you, someone's holding it. I can't move.
Great space, Poco. We have forgotten.
Forgotten what? I know of not.
Friend James is from Earth. The heavier gravity of Utopia holds him fast to the ground.
Oh, gloom. This spells his doom.
Help me, Anthar. I can't move my feet off the ground.
Do not lose courage, friend James. As soon as we have adjusted your body to the heavier gravity of Utopia, you will move as freely as you did on Earth.
But how are you going to do it?
There is a way. A dangerous way.
What is the way? Please, Anthar, say. Anthar, you hear? It is a guard, I fear.
Great space. We must hurry.
But I can't move a muscle.
Quickly, Poco. Help me to carry our friend.
Carry him where? Fear whitens my hair.
You'll carry him to the compression chamber. Hurry.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, hurry.
You take him by the arms, Poco. I will carry him by the feet. No, lift.
All right. This will take all my might.
There. He is off the ground. Now we can carry him. Come, quickly now.
Gee whiz, Anthar. Do you think we'll get away with this?
Do not worry, friend James. Goss, the inventor of the compression chamber, is our friend. And he works secretly with us against Saram. His chamber would adjust your body to Utopia's weight of gravity.
I sure hope so. I was never in a pickle like this before.
Courage, friend James. Boss's house and laboratory are close at hand.
Can't be too close to suit me.
Oh, if only Poco's bells did not tinkle so.
Yeah, they do make a racket, don't they?
I think of them too, but what can I do?
Oh, nothing, of course, Poco, since they cannot be removed. If only we can reach Boss's house before the guards stumble on the space shell.
Oh, if only. Boy, you guys sure got me in a swell mess.
It is for the sake of your own.
Who's that?
The guards. They must have discovered the spaceship.
Holy smokes.
Oh, Anthar, my friend. This is truly the end.
Yes, Jimmy was really in that spot that time as the shouting guards came closer and closer to Anthar and Poco, who were doing their best to run with the burden of his dead weight. And all the time here on Earth, I was completely unaware of Jimmy's predicament.
In just a moment, we'll return for the exciting climax in today's episode of Clark Kent's story. So, keep listening.
You know, it's hard to figure out what's the most fun about collecting comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. There's the fun in adding to your collection every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. You know, when you've collected 3 comic buttons while you're looking forward to getting the 4th. And when you've got four, you're wanting that fifth. And on up until Sunday, you're ready for your 18th. And, of course, if you should get a duplicate, well, that's even more fun because then you can trade with your friends and then you can still add to your collection. And believe me, gang, you're going to want all 18 of these snappy Pep comic buttons. Goofy and Beezy and the Little Moose and Superman and all the rest. So you better hop to it. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send it any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a bright-colored comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And boy, does Kellogg's Pep help to pep up breakfast. Why, those toasted flakes of good old wheat taste so sunny and crisp, well, you practically can't resist them. Sure, it's that famous sunshine flavor that does the trick. So remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
At about the same time that Anthar, Poco, and Jimmy were trying to evade Zaram's guards on Utopia, here on Earth, editor Perry White and I were just stepping out on the roof of the Daily Planet building in search of our young friend.
Well, what's the idea of dragging me up here, Kent?
Because the elevator operator said he brought Jim and that madman to the roof a few minutes ago.
Oh, nonsense. What would they come up here for?
I don't know. I certainly wish I did.
He must have been mistaken. You can see no one's up here.
Oh. Well, then where did Jim go, Chief?
Probably went out for a malted milk or something. You know he's always hungry.
No, I don't think he went out to eat. Not with that old character, anyhow.
Now, look, Kent. This is probably one of Jim's stupid practical jokes.
Well,
chances are he's back in the office right now, waiting to give us the horse laugh.
No, he's not in the office.
How do you know he isn't?
What? Why, uh-oh.
Well, now what?
There's someone over there by the radio tower. Come on.
Oh, where?
Can't tell who it is yet. It's lying on the roof.
Is it Jim?
No. What? Why, it's Tom Carlson.
Who?
Tom Carlson, the news announcer in our radio studio. Tom. Tom, wake up, fella.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
I don't know. Wait a minute. He's coming too.
What? What happened?
Well, that's what I want to know.
What are you doing up here, Carlson?
What happened to you, Tom?
Kent, listen.
Yes?
Jim. Jim.
What about Jim?
Speak up, Carlson. Speak up.
Jim.
Tom. Uh-oh, he passed out.
Great Caesar. Tom. What happened to Jim?
Anxiously, Editor White and I bent over the unconscious radio announcer, making every effort to bring him around, and hoping with all our might that he would be able to give us a clue to what had happened to Jim. This, I can tell you, was a very tense moment for me.
There are many thrills and much excitement to follow in Clark Kent's fascinating story of Superman's most interesting adventure, The Mystery of the Lost Planet. So don't miss a moment of it. Be sure to tune in again Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, do you know how crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies are? Why, they're so crisp they snap, crackle, and pop in milk. Sure, that's their song of crispiness. It means that these golden bubbles of oven-popped rice are crisp as crisp can be. And whenever you see those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop in cartoons or on the Rice Krispies package, you think of how light and delicate and crisp this grand breakfast dish is. So tomorrow morning, ask Mom for the one and only snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.